Today we're going to have a look at how John Paul II wrote a letter to Padre Pio, to our great saint, asking for his prayers. And Padre Pio responded not with a letter, but with a miracle. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this channel following Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great Saint Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned that you can find out more about his life and also to see what his intercession could do for you. And we do ask everyone to be part of this Padre Pio apostolate. It would be tremendous if you would help by liking our video and sharing the video with your friends and with your colleagues. And please do remember that we bring your prayer intentions to Padre Pio every Friday in a Mass dedicated to Padre Pio. To enroll your intentions, just see the video on the end screen. In the story today, and the year is 1947, and the newly ordained priest, that is Father Carol Viciola, who became the future John Paul II, St. John Paul II, he visited Padre Pio because he wanted to meet this famous Capuchin. And apparently it was a brief visit. But Viciola didn't forget this visit. And so later on he wrote a letter to Padre Pio asking for his prayers. So this letter was written. It was written in Latin and in 1962. And at this stage, Viciola was now a bishop in Poland. And we take a little excerpt from the actual letter. This comes from the book, The Making of the Pope of the Millennium. Father Viciola writes, Reverend Father, it's to Padre Pio, I ask you to pray for this woman. She's about 40 years old. She is the mother of four daughters, and she spent 5 years in a concentration camp in Germany during the war. So she certainly had her share of suffering. And at present, her life is now threatened by a tumor, by cancer. And please ask God through your intercession and the intercession of the Most Virgin Mary to show mercy on this woman and on her family. And John Paul II, apparently he never received a reply from Padre Pio. But just a few days later, instead he received a miracle for this lady. And so Father Viciola wrote back now to Padre Pio, expressing his joy. This is what he wrote. Reverend Father, the woman from Cacao was healed instantly. This happened on November the 21st, and this was before any surgical intervention. He said, I give thanks to God, and I thank you as well. And so it is no surprise that after this most impressive miracle, St. John Paul II now became a strong advocate for the cause of Padre Pio, for his sanctification. And ultimately, this did culminate in the canonization of the Capuchin friar in 2002. So at the actual canonization process of Padre Pio, it ended with St. John Paul II giving this homily, a special prayer asking for his intercession. And it's a very beautiful prayer, and one that asks Saint Padre Pio to help us in our times of trial. He says, Saint Pio, teach us to ask you humility of heart, so that we may be counted among the little ones of the gospel, to whom the Father promised to reveal the mysteries of the kingdom. Help us to pray without ceasing, certain that God knows what we need even before we ask him, and obtain for us the eyes of faith that will enable us, that we will be able to recognize right away in the poor and the suffering the face of Jesus. Sustain us in the hour of the combat and of trial. If we fall, make us experience the joy of the sacrament of forgiveness. And grant us your tender devotion to Mary, the Mother of Jesus, and our Mother. And accompany us on our earthly pilgrimage towards the blessed homeland, where we hope to arrive in order to contemplate forever the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so ends his prayer and the canonization of Saint Padre Pio. Next time we're going to have a video which just takes a glance at this question: is Europe falling away? So in certain countries there, only 10% of people now believe in God. So we're going to try and take some words of Padre Pio, words of encouragement from Padre Pio for this situation. Please do join us for that video. And if you are not receiving notifications of our videos, then do make sure that you are subscribed to our channel first and click that reminder bell. Another way also is to enroll your Mass prayer intentions, and then we'll send you reminders of videos as we produce them.